is, he tells you your options. We will leave the floor open for 5 minutes per person for discussion with questions. Okay?
Good evening. At this point, you're well aware that you have an engineering report, and it shows what the problems are, it identifies them, and makes the engineer's recommendations to the board. The board has a fiduciary obligation to follow the engineer's report. At this point, it has probably two choices. It can just go forward, get bids, follow that report, and go forward, or it can go get another engineer. At this point, I believe there's an inclination to go get a second engineer. And because of the amount of money involved, the dimensions of the project, that's probably the next step. There's been some talk about making committees of owners and so forth, and while we value your input and you may have great ideas that may be perfectly correct and more correct than the engineer, neither you nor the board can get involved in that. You have no liability insurance. They have nothing that would protect them from a claim if perchance they followed your advice and it was wrong when they have an engineer's report sitting in their file. So their only alternative is to go get another engineer, and you can help with that. If you know of an engineer, if you know of contractors that should be spoken with, the board is more than inclined to listen to anybody who has a responsible contribution. If in fact you get your brother-in-law who used to do this up in Mississippi, we're not going to be able to take your brother-in-law even if he was a master craftsman up in Mississippi. It just doesn't work that way, so we're kind of stuck within the confines of Florida law and what we as a condominium association have to do. But at the same time, this is your money and your home, so don't just go away, participate constructively. On the other hand, we have a few people who like to interfere with the way the association operates and with some of its contractors. We have a small file of letters from attorneys and complaints from contractors. That's been a concern, even with this project in 2006. That's not going to be tolerated. All right? Those folks will be singled out very quickly for suit. The prevailing party in those cases gets their attorney's fees paid by the non-prevailing party. And candidly, folks, there's nobody in this room who can afford to battle a second lawsuit while you're going to be paying for your assessments. So I'd urge you to, you know, put aside the games for a while. You know, you've got a history of them. Don't do it, because you guys would be the ones who will lose your homes first, and it's unfortunate. You don't want to be doing that. Those of you who follow the news, you saw the Nature's Watch project over in Pinellas County. That's what those folks did. They had a small group of people. They called OSHA, EPA, the state, the county, the federal government in on their own project. What did that do? It took what was already like a $1 million project and turned it into a $2 million project using round numbers. If you want to do that, it's your money. I'd urge you to, you know, kind of get a little bit of respect for what's going on here and understand that this is way larger than what any of us expected. And we hope to pull together as a community to save your own homes. You know, one gentleman brought up a thing here about a letter and all that, and we respect the Condominium Act. It's great. We understand it. And he said he wanted us to jump in line and get this thing taken care of in 5 days. I said, no, go ahead and file your complaint, because right now the priorities are not with this. The priorities are on your homes. All right? It's a life safety issue. And the amount of money involved is astronomical. And so I'd ask you all to stay focused on that. Don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on your personal issues. But dwell on the good of the condominium as a whole so you can keep your own homes. Because if you go astray, or if you support other people who are going astray, somebody's going to lose homes that they shouldn't be losing. And it just gets to be that serious. Now, I don't enjoy that a whole lot, but when it gets down to the bottom line, the association needs the money to fix the common elements, and it comes from the people sitting in the room and the other people who are in their homes tonight. And so I'd ask you to kind of put the past behind you and to understand you have one common objective, and that is to get this project done the board has been looking at alternatives. I was meeting with them earlier, and we're talking about some different things that we could do legally, but there are very few choices out there. Your choice right now is to go find another engineer who can give the board something they can go with that may be less expensive, less drastic. You know, they ask the same questions you're wondering, you know, do we have to do it all? If the engineer says it has to be done, an attorney can't say no, board members, unit owners can't say no because of the liability. But if you find another engineer who says, you know, you don't have to do all that, we're good to go on it. So if you have a credible engineer here in the Tampa Bay area, and I don't care if they come from Sarasota or Alachua County, somebody in the state of Florida who's going to come in and say, you know, you don't have to do as much as is in that report. And if we find that that report is credible, you're going to save yourself a lot of money and a lot of heartache, and maybe some people keep their homes. And it's unfortunate. We can predict right now there are people who are going to have to lose their homes. And if you cannot afford the special assessments and if you can't keep up with this, now might be the time to consider an alternative. But that's, you know, that's going to be down the line, and it's a personal choice. But for tonight, the board doesn't have a lot of choices. And so we're here to listen to you. As we've heard, you've got your 5 minutes. The board is probably going to discuss a little bit now in front of you. Come up and make your comments known. And as long as people are orderly and polite, we're going to stay here. And if we get kicked out of the room, we'll stay outside if we have to make sure everybody gets heard. If, on the other hand, the meeting gets out of line, we pack up and go. If somebody gets out of line, we got the cell phone here, 911, and we have somebody removed because everybody else deserves an orderly meeting. And there's like zero tolerance, all right? Everybody will show you the respect that you deserve because it's your home, and we need to hear from you as well, and you need to know where you stand in relation to your condominium. With that, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Okay, anybody with questions?
I have a question.
Sure.
For the attorney, please.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the